That got extreme. Really good.
Yeah. Okay, chapter 3. Harry slammed his book shut. It wasn't really a book, because the pages were made of lasers, and the words were made of headless women making godless love to dragons made out of motorcycles. But it was still reading.
Damn.
Gumbledorp, if you don't stop, we'll starve. And no one will be around to kill everyone in the universe if we get around to bringing everyone back to life after we kill them. I am no longer Scrumblegort. The ancient man dropped some of the planets he was juggling. The worlds have shifted. I am Dumblecop of the Dark Meal. He flexed one of his legs, which was made of pistols, and kicked a planet in half. Booger your Dark Meal, faggart of a thousand suns. It says faggart.
Yeah.
Dumblecop sniffed. And what of it? Is it a sin? Should a man feel like faggarting a sun or a thousand? Why should the suns heave through the void if not to be skewered by upon iron fag poles? Harry cast a glance at the book. Unsavory sounds emanated from a particularly damned chapter. He was hungry. He looked at a nearby cup. It had a faded brown film on the bottom. He thought about chumpets.
Damn.
The fuck is a chumpet?
This is the greatest Harry Potter book ever.
Chapter 4.
Oh, God. Harry had found some food. It was guarded by 3 in the million thousand surf ninjas. For it was the last food on Surf Ninja Moon X. The ecology had been decimated by surf ninjas, so the last food was a cabbage and mustard sandwich. Well, Harry squatted in the ruins of a castle, which had many skulls arranged to resemble one large one. Damn, that's pretty damn metal.
That's kind of cool.
I gotta read that again. Harry squatted in the ruins of a castle, which had been many skulls arranged to resemble one large one.
Yep. It keeps getting better.
Oh, God. It had been poorly done.
Never mind, then. Maybe we should read the next line before we, like, make so much out of one of them.
With the cheeks fading into an amateurishly executed jawline, the silent killers of the night had negated their innate advantage by only plying their craft on surfboards. During the day, Harry was about to eat his cabbage, which when a man in a tuxedo,
that is actually what it would be. A cabbage sandwich is a cabbage witch.
Yeah. When a man in a tuxedo appeared from behind nothing much. He stood 10 feet tall, and his head seemed wrapped in unwrappable darkness.
Wait. I can just say, no. What's that guy hiding behind? Nothing much. He's just there.
10 feet tall. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I am Rape Radbury. Whoa. I write critically acclaimed fiction that always turns into fact. That's why I have more money than anyone. Harry dug out a bit of cartilage out of the cabbage witch and continued chewing. Would you care to discuss one of my books? I hear that my Harry fished out another bit of cartilage. It was a cartilage and mustard sandwich. You shouldn't believe what everyone says about me. I took a shower with my cousin once, and I have racist thoughts. A nibbit of yellow cartilage landed on Rape's shoe. He thought about his cousin.
What? What the hell?
Okay.
Oh, here's a good one.